The biggest thing is establishing a recurring income stream for your business, because then when the feast and famine seasons come, you're not really fazed by them, right? Because you are just doubling down on that recurring income stream that does not take much of your time. I just want you to think about how can I build out a membership within my business that doesn't require a lot of my time, but I can still serve my audience.
Hello, welcome to Monetizing Mompreneurs Podcast, where I take you behind the scenes with industry leaders, entrepreneurs, moms, working professionals, and amazing people pursuing their passions and going for their dreams. And I'm your host, Linda Mendible.
Today, basically, I have promised to do a live training on some secrets that I think will definitely bless you and actually like give you a different perspective on how you're going to be marketing your business, doing your business. And I think it's really going to help you out. And so I am going to share my screen. And basically, this is what I call is kind of like having that membership model business. I am not doing no sales pitch at the end. I'm just giving you the goods, something for you to think about, and everything like that. So what do I mean by creating a membership model business? So what I mean by this is basically developing a recurring income stream within your business. And you know, it honestly allows you to scale your business. And there's a few ways that you can add that recurring income stream onto your business. And I want you kind of like to understand how you can structure it, because it's all about staying front of mind to your clients and customers. And if you want to bring in more sales and more leads, having this type of business model will actually help you with your boundaries. And, you know, have you ever been here before? Chasing down clients to finish their project, feast or famine seasons, feeling like you're constantly on social media just to get clients and leads, suffering from FOMO and comparison, right? Or posting all over the place, right? So I'm going to give you like the absolute like goods here. So I'm hoping that this can bless you, and let me know if it does, and let me know what you guys took away from this particular training. So a funnel. So a funnel is not just websites. It's not just like a sales page or a landing page. It's really about like that client and customer journey and where they're going through. So this is a very simple strategy that grows your audience organically. Like a funnel for me is my podcast, this Facebook group, my social media, and everything pointing into the Facebook group that also points into my nurture sequences, my emails, you know, all of that, and basically encompassing all of those goods, right? So you got all of that. Wonderful. So you kind of like understand like your funnel is your customer's journey. So how do you build out your funnel, right? How can you understand, like, should I be posting XYZ times a day? How many times should I be posting? How can I get more clients or leads? How can I get more VIPs? How can I have more high ticket, you know, clients coming into me to work with me? And basically, you need to build out your roadmap. So the first step that you want to do when you're building out your roadmap is basically brain dumping everything in your mind that's in your mind, just brain dumping that, right? Then once you brain dump, like, okay, who I am, who I'm for, what do I do? Then you start developing a content strategy. So that's an easy to implement method that gets you clients even if you're just starting out. So a lot of times what people want to do is basically make sales from the DM, right? They want to make sales from the people that are contacting them in their Facebook groups, or, you know, or people that see them on social media and they want to close out in the DMs. But the only way that you can actually start closing out sales in the DMs or getting more customer leads and stuff like that is having a really amazing content strategy that points back to your offers, that points back to your services, right? And so you have to have a signature offer, whatever you want to be known for. You have to understand the steps to that signature offer. And then those are your pillars of content. Because the thing that I've noticed that people don't realize is like how deep their strategy really is. They think it's like really easy, but it really isn't. Like, you're a professional and expert in your field for a reason, and you have a certain skill set and talent. You have to understand how to communicate that talent that you have. And the best way that you can do that is through a blog. Time and time again, if you don't have a blog strategy, then you're not going to basically increase those leads, increase those transitions from a lead into a sale. It's because the blog strategy actually allows people to go back onto your website, see who you are, what is it that you do, and then boom, that's when they can make the decision whether you are the right person for them. Now, if you're missing your content strategy, that you're not dependable on basically that delivery, right? Then you're missing the mark on actually having that client sign on board. So just want, like, content strategy is actually one of the biggest deals in driving in, like, increasing those sales, increasing your clientele, increasing your leads, right? So have a killer content strategy. And by you doing that, like I said, how I mentioned before is understand the pillars of your content, understand the steps that you take your clients through. So what does a content strategy help you do? It helps you to stand out. It creates an experience, and it also creates a feel of community if you're doing it right. So the number one content strategy that I recommend is a blog. And after the blog, you're pointing everything into that blog. And from the blog, of course, you're inviting people into your Facebook group community. And if you haven't downloaded or haven't gotten the 5 steps to a thriving community, I definitely recommend you start there and understanding why you should be building out your community, how you can build out your community, and how you can make it a thriving community, right? Because that's going to be one of the secrets that's going to help you kind of like stand out. So, like, I remember I wrote an article about word of mouth marketing. And that is what social media is. Social media is a form of word of mouth marketing. And that's why affiliate and influencing marketing is such a big deal, because you're pretty much giving content on what it is that you do from your own mouth, or even your clients' experiences, from their videos, from their testimonials and stuff like that, and knowing how to sprinkle that in within your content from your blog post. Then from the blog post, you repurpose that content into all of the other streams that your ideal customer and client likes to hang out in. So that's what you want to do when it comes to building out your content strategy is, okay, and I don't understand why people make this so hard. They think like it's only reels. They think it's only social media. And the reality is actually having one core place that you have all of your content in, and then branching it out into all the other social media places, because you own your website and you own your email list. So if you actually have a content strategy that within your web, you know, your blog post that also basically, hey, that they can go deeper by going basically grabbing that lead magnet, you know, like click here for the lead magnet that can help you deeper into these steps. That's another way for you to facilitate that client experience, because from just being maybe they reached out to you on your Instagram, right? That Instagram is pointing to, hey, want to read more about this experience? Go to the blog post for the full article or how have you, right? In there, they're reading the full article and they see that, oh, shoot, she has a community. Let me go ahead and check it out. There's other people that are in here. So she's established, you already established yourself as an industry leader in some way or shape or form, right? Like, oh, people actually want to listen to her. People actually want to be here. People actually are coming into her community. So that happens for a reason. That's already building up immediately social proof, not just from the followers that you have on maybe your social media accounts, but also there. You're pointing back to your website, your blog posts. They're reading a bit deeper. There's a lead magnet that takes them into the deeper steps that you outline there. That's in your email list. Boom. Maybe you can have a nurture sequence, right? And that leads into whatever product or whatever services that you are trying to sell based on your content strategy. You see how deep a content strategy can be, but you have to be smart and you have to be wise about how you're using your content. You know, you don't want to waste your time. We're moms, right? We're mompreneurs. And so we don't have to develop, I don't even know how many pieces of content, right? For social media, for reels, for carousels, when you can take it off of one content that you're putting out weekly, continually, consistency, that is hitting on the pillars of your content strategy, basically the steps that you take your clients through, what you experience with your clients, right? All of that, like knowing them inside and out, and then boom, you know, giving them exactly what it is that they've been looking for and establishing within themselves if you're actually the right person that can help them with their own thing based on the content that you're already, because the content should be already serving. The content should be already helping them. And sometimes people do want a more custom approach. And that's when you use kind of like the membership strategy that for building a recurring income stream within your business and also building out your VIP offer and maybe building out a middle, you know, a middle program or a signature program that you have. That signature program is also can be a recurring income stream. Maybe it's a 6-month period recurring income stream. Maybe it's a 3-month, maybe it's a month to month recurring income stream, but you get to decide how it is that you want to serve your audience. A lower end recurring income stream, you know, depends on what type of your business that you have. So like, for example, I'm a web designer, right? One of my recurring income streams is tech support, is also hosting, you know? So basically, how can you build out a recurring income stream that can also service your clients in the areas that they need a little bit of extra support? And that's how when you have your VIP offer, right, you can also have that recurring, you know, income offer, right? That is just giving them a little bit extra support. And then, you know, and then you can have your also your signature offer and what you're known for. It gets a little bit complicated, but honestly, if you have a course, right? Let's say you want to create a course, or you have a course, or you want to have kind of like that strategy that, you know, boom, you have your FAQs asked, you know, and you're answering all of your FAQs within this one course, right? That actually allows you to build your boundaries. Because let's say someone goes up to you in your business, say, hey, I want to work one-on-one with you, right? And you have your VIP offer. This allows you, by having like that digital product, like that course, this allows you to basically, hey, these are my prices for working one-on-one, or the lower end price point, right? That course. Or you can also work with me here if that doesn't work for you, right? And then also you can decide, you can actually build a course that actually builds them up to work with you one-on-one. So there are different ways of doing this. And then that recurring income stream, let's say you're done with a client, but they need additional support in the certain area that you're an expert at. That's where you can build out, well, we do have a group support here for this particular item that you're looking for, right? You know, if you're a social media manager, right, you can do a group that you're basically have a subscription model for captions, for graphics, you know, for social media, or even for reels, or even like already done for you templates, right? So, I mean, this can go either way, you know, on how you want it, or you can do a course signature group coaching that, let's say your business is filling up, you have a killer content strategy, and your recurring is going to be for like a 6-month period, right? They have a payment plan or a one-off that people are paying for that full 6 months, and you have a group coaching program within that, right? So it's building that out, but you have to have that content strategy for your, for the increase in sales, for the increase in customer awareness, right? Who are you? What is it that you do? What is it that you're known for? And from there, you can build awareness around your offers. And taking people through that customer journey, right? So one of the things I like to say is, you know, you heard it said, right? Borrow other people's audience. I like to say borrow other people's engagers. And what I mean by that is when you have a content strategy that you understand where your people hang out, then you're pretty much basically reaching out to them. So if you know there's a podcast that your ideal client or customer hangs out in and likes to hear that type of content, then you're borrowing the engagers of that podcast by being on there as a guest, right? If you're in a Facebook group and your ideal clients are looking for holistic healthcare, maybe you're a holistic healthcare coach, however, you know, whatever your expertise in, and you know, these are where the people hang out, then you can actually position yourself that you're engaging with the engagers and serving them within that community. And they're going back into like maybe in your DMs, or maybe you're giving them resources that they need to, you know, help them along their journey. So there's different ways and different methods that you can do this. After you're done with your content strategy, basically what you're doing is building out your experience, right? So you know the content, you know your five pillars that you want to talk about. Now it's time for you to build out that experience, right? Okay, you want to talk about XYZ. These are the five areas of XYZ. So then you branch out into those five areas and like, what can you talk to and build on, you know, that takes them to that one-on-one consultation, right? Like, let's say you're doing a series that takes them through to your one-on-one offer. This can be a private podcast. Those are huge right now, and actually something that I highly recommend, you know, as a lead magnet, right? And you're taking them through your steps. You're taking them like, hey, this is step one, the roadmap. This is step two, you know, providing an experience, you know, and when you do this, it provides an opportunity for them to learn something new, to be seen and heard and valued, and have a quick win. So all of your content, when you're developing your content, these are the areas that you want to kind of facilitate within your content. You got to ask yourself with your content, are they learning something new? Are you giving value? Or are you just talking about yourself, just talking about what you did for this one client? Or are you giving them an aha moment, right? They got to learn something from you within your area of expertise. Number two, this is what I do with my Facebook group. Are they being seen? Are they being heard? And are they being valued? So in my Facebook group, one of the ways that I've done that is also facilitate a summit, right? They're being seen, they're being heard, and they're being valued because I'm providing other areas. I'm collaborating with other speakers within our community, right? And, you know, and I'm also doing other things that facilitate service for my people that I love to work with and that I like to serve. So how can your audience be seen, heard, and valued from you? And one of the best things that I recommend for this part of your marketing content and that experience is a Facebook group, a Facebook community. And then you want to have them have a quick win, right? So basically, is your content strategy that you are developing, do they have like a quick win that they can do it right away, that they can switch up right away and have actually like an easy win? For instance, for this talk that I'm putting on together, the easy win is understanding that if they have one core consistent strategy, which is their blog, 110%, man, which is the blog, right? And that's why I have the blog here and everything like that. So if you have your core content and you're repurposing that content to social media, you know, that's a quick win for my audience, because that is an area that I know people have a difficulty. I hear the comments, I read the comments, I see what people are posting within my Facebook group. I see how people are communicating. I see how people are marketing themselves. And I also follow them on my, you know, on social media. So not only do I see my ideal clients and customers in my Facebook group, but I also connect with them and actually see what they're doing on social media. But I can see kind of like, where can I help my people at? Where can I facilitate that? Because my thing is about visibility and also helping them get more visible, get more clients and leads, right? And so having this type of membership model within your business is going to help facilitate the boundaries that you want. It's going to also serve the ideal clients that you want to serve, right? The biggest thing is establishing a recurring income stream for your business, because then when the feast and famine seasons come, you're not really fazed by them, right? Because you are just doubling down on that recurring income stream that does not take much of your time. So I just want you to think about how can I like build out a membership within my business that doesn't require a lot of my time, but I can still serve my audience. And here's a thing, right? You're already posting, right? You're already showing up on social media, right? You're showing up in your stories. You're showing up maybe in your Facebook group, right? You're showing up in these other places. What's the difference with you taking that of you showing up and putting it in a like an experience that you're showing up in a private Facebook community, that you're showing up for them and giving them content that they need and that they want? But you got to build that out, right? But I just want you to just think about that and adding that to your business, because that's really going to help you stay front of mind, because when they actually need you for that one-on-one time or that one-on-one services, they can reach out to you. So that's a kind of like another piece of the puzzle to help in your marketing strategy and also have like a more sustainable business model. Okay. So the framework. In this one, I'm going to talk about how alignment in this one area builds you leads, right? I did a lot about content strategy. So having an aligned offer, hello, whatever opportunity that you are offering your ideal client, make sure there's like a low end and a high end offer. So, right, make sure there's an offer that is that recurring income offer. Okay. And then the higher end could be that group coaching, right? And then the next step could be that VIP one-on-one, more custom approach with you, right? So those are like kind of like the three tiers, and there's different ways that you can actually have that. So why have a membership model business? Well, it can gain you and afford you more sales, a more consistent form of sales, can have you have high ticket VIP clients. You can get deeper, richer connections and opportunities, because now you're working with these people and you're really seeing what it is that they want from you, what did they desire from you, and what is it that you can facilitate in helping them with. So until I built my own subscription model, right, because I have a recurring income stream, my business changed. Like, I'm so happy that I did this, because to be honest with you, if it wasn't for that recurring income stream that I built within my business, I probably wouldn't be going on here live with you. I probably would be doing other things, but, or maybe not, because, you know, this is actually something that I really love to do, but, you know, it's definitely has helped and blessed my business that I'm able to have my podcast, that I'm able to have a VA, because I have consistent, reliable income coming in that I can just, you know, like keep my overhead low. And then I have things that I outsource so I can have more free time, right? So it allows me to scale my business, right? So let's go into kind of like deeper steps. How can we go a little bit deeper with this? And I want you to consider is building out not just your roadmap with your content strategy, but building out your money map, all right? Like really nailing down like how much you wanna make each week, how much you wanna make each month, right? Pricing your offers, developing your launch strategies, looking at your money, right? So you wanna build this out in your calendar. You wanna kind of have like a launch calendar. okay, that you understand in each quarter, what are you focused on? What is it that you're launching, and have your content around that launch? So let's say you want to have more one-on-one clients. You want to have more customers and more leads, and you want more people to contact you, right? So let's make that a focus for one of your quarters. Let's say that's your focus in quarter one, right? Okay, I want to have more clients, more leads, more sales, more one-on-one, right? So what you want to do is you want to establish basically your price points and your offers, okay? Let's establish that first. So let's say you're a social media strategist or a social media coach. And let's say you're a strategist transitioning to becoming a social media coach because you learned that your expertise is coaching people to be more visible because you understand the power of visibility and going on live. Let's just say that, because we have to get clear on who things are for in order for us to develop these items, right? So what would be your recurring income stream? Like, what can you offer your clients as soon as they are done with you, right? Working on that one-on-one, right? Let's say you're transitioning your social media manager, but feel called for deeper, right? You feel called for the coaching and you feel called for like the consulting realm, right? So let's say you want to start scaling to those areas, right? So what you do is, number one, what is that recurring income stream that you're going to offer? The recurring income stream is crucial because that's how it's going to allow you to have that predictable income. It's going to allow you to understand your customers' needs. And so let's say that you decide to do a graphics and captions because you've already done it across the board. You understand what works, what doesn't. What brings in DMs, what doesn't bring in DMs, right? For others, right? So now you're doing it for you. And now you're gonna basically have a done for you subscription model. So instead of having, you know, a whole bunch of clients in that 1 month, you focus on developing this core subscription. It's like having one client, right? That will afford you more, like, because you're doing a group kind of, it's almost like a group, but it doesn't take off your time. So remember, we're cognizant of our time. We want to save time. So you have this recurring income stream, and let's say it's a subscription model. And the subscription model that you want to do is that you give them graphics and that you give them captions, right? Done for you graphics and done for your captions. And each month, you release a collection, right? Depending on what you're seeing on social media, and you treat this recurring income stream, right? This subscription, you treat it like its own client, right? So boom, you've developed that. You have its own client. That's what you're developing. So now you got to establish how you're going to deliver that, right? But we understand that the client understands this is a lower end offer. Let's say it's like $39 a month and it's a subscription. So once you're done with a client, right? Let's say you had a project for 3 months. You were just your social media manager for 3 months. Then you basically offboard them into your subscription model and you say, hey, I have this new program that I'm doing, right? Have a private community for it. You don't have to, because I don't have one for my recurring income stream. I actually filter them in to Monetizing Mompreneurs, right? So let's say you have your Facebook group, you have your core group, boom, have them in your core group. Hey, sometimes I go in there live, some strategy, but you can come into this community, right? So I definitely recommend anyone that has purchased from you going into your community, because you're still servicing them. You're still keeping them, you front of mind, and they will refer you to their customers and clients, especially if they had an amazing experience with you, right? So you have this new subscription model, and so you find a way that you can deliver it, right? And DM me if you're looking for my recommendations on how you can deliver your membership or your subscription. And then basically you're offboarding and you're pitching this, you know, this subscription that you have. Now you're setting your boundaries too. So now you have a product that service your ideal customers and clients after you're offboarding them, right? Boom, we've done your 3-month period. Hey, I would love to invite you for done for you services. You can easily, you know, we have already done your strategy. We've already done your layout, you know, and you can have that as a VIP. Hello. Anyways, you've done your their strategy. You've done their layout. They're good for the year. But one of the things that they need is what? Maybe different graphics, a different strategy, maybe different captions on delivering their content, right? Kind of like a copy, like a copy template. So boom, that's what you're facilitating within that recurring income stream, right? And so that this is how you can scale your business and kind of being that industry leader within your niche and what it is that you're doing. So building out that recurring income stream is key, and make sure that it's not taking up any of your time. And if the only time that it takes up is support, like having support tickets, like they can't get something in it, or they need their login or XYZ, right? That's basically the contact for that income stream, right? And then when you're building that out, right? That's you're having your boundaries, and then you can build out and basically maybe a group coaching because you have your clients, they want deeper connections. Now you're getting booked out because of your content strategy, right? And then how can you serve more with less time, right? Having your group coaching with your signature program, right? So it's just developing that whole, like, you know, how much you want to make, how do you want to service your people, and, you know, how you can create those deeper connections and facilitate that deeper connection. I hope I'm making sense. All right. So step two, right? Outlining your experience. Here you decide your funnel, how you create an experience for your ideal clients and customers. I went a little bit into that, right? So boom, you're established, like for the money map, you establish basically, you know, how much you want to make, and then, you know, breaking that down into your services and offers that you have, and then the experience, that funnel, right? Your content strategy and how you're bringing in people to your recurring income stream. But first, write your one-on-one to your recurring income stream and to maybe a signature program that you want to facilitate, right? And that's pretty much scaling. So if you're in the long game, in the long haul, right, is how you can do that. Now, you do not have to do that signature program that is with group coaching and everything like that. You can just keep it simple and have that recurring income stream, or even have like courses that you're pulling out, you know, maybe once a week, you're dropping courses, once a month, you're dropping new templates, dropping new courses. Maybe that can be the membership experience that you can have, right? So think about different unique ways that you can help facilitate your ideal clients and customers in developing that recurring income stream. And then you can scale it into kind of like having the group and the signature offer and stuff like that. But at least start in one area that you can, like, that feels really good for you, that doesn't take a lot of your time, because we want to save time. And then, like, this will afford you clients and customers and leads, because a lot of times, you know, your clients and customers would need you, like, hey, I want to touch bases. Like, let's say that social media manager, right? That's now a strategist that's transitioning over, and she has that recurring subscription model, right? And that could be what she's launching every single quarter that she's focused on, is that subscription. But now she has a viable product that, you know, that she's getting her leads and customers from, that people understand her value. She has a community, right? She has a whole thing of how she can deliver her items, the experience, right? So build out your experience, brain dump all of this, because build out your signature offer, but it doesn't have to, you don't have to like have that signature offer. You can just build out that recurring income stream based on what it is that you are known for. So be known for something. You got to be known for something. Are you going to be that strategist? Are you going to be that coach? You know, what is the outcome that they're going to receive? You know, what is that transformation that they're going to receive in being in any one of your programs, whether it's from the one-on-one services or even the courses that you're creating? Maybe it's just one core course that you can maybe develop a recurring income stream within or something like that, instead of having like a one-time off, you know, that you're just like servicing them again and again. So just think about different ways, because you're developing content anyways, right? You're developing your strategy anyways, and you're out here anyways. So why not build out that strategy? And as you're building your blog, right, that's when you can also monetize your blog with affiliate marketing as well. So there's different ways that you can branch out, but this is really just helping you establish a way, if you are a service provider or a content creator, on how you can help your customers and clients, right? The commitment, okay? So build out committing to your platform, whether it's member vault and building out those email sequences. So now basically you're committed into facilitating this, you know, recurring income stream. You're committed to having this type of service within your business. So you got to be committed into like how you're going to give the deliverables. Is it Thrivecart? Is it Member Vault? Is it Kajabi? Is it WooCommerce, right, with your WordPress? You know, figure out how you're going to be delivering the goods. How are people going to be experiencing your services, right? So how are people going to be experiencing that? Next, right, the vehicle. And the vehicle is pretty much basically your deliverables. Like, you know, getting all of your genius out of your mind and on paper. So this is what you want to do. You want to basically establish the point A to point B for that social media strategist that's, you know, scaling her business and, you know, and now, you know, facilitating more clients and customers and, you know, now she's seeing that, okay, her recurring income stream, her subscription model can afford her more time, that she doesn't have to take on a VIP client or doesn't have to take on that client. And she can choose, you know, who her client is or who her clientele based off of her content strategy and her offer and building that recurring income stream, right? You see how it's working? Now what you have to do when you want to build this type of content or this type of business model, you have to decide is, what is point A and point B for the social media person, for the social media strategist, right? Her point A, well, what do they need? They need captions, they need graphics, maybe they need a bit of strategy. And when she's delivering in her subscription model, she's delivering her content, she's delivering her strategy, you know, within that recurring income stream, right? And that's once a month, right? So she's taking that recurring income stream, treating it like it's her one-on-one ideal client and servicing it into kind of like a group offer, but doesn't require her to be present in that, you know, people are getting the goods, whether it's email dropped or in her experience, right? Okay, now step five would be your marketing strategy, right? So you're doubling down on your marketing strategy. You understand that you want to bring people to your website, because in your website, what maybe you have your shop page. Ooh, and that shop page is talking about that strategy that you have about like, hey, you know, here's my subscription, you know, that you can join and get graphics and captions, you know, get this many graphics and this many captions in your inbox every month, right? So people understand what they're getting. You know, they understand their point A to point B, not knowing their strategy, right? And maybe she has a bit of a roadmap on how you should do your strategy for social media. And you can also get that, right? Build out your roadmap for your ideal customer and client. What does that look like? What are your steps? You have to have a roadmap of your content strategy. Did you know all you need to do is post like once a week? So you want to get more leads. You want to get more clients. You're building out that recurring income stream. You got to really dig deep within yourself. Like, okay, what can I charge? $39, $47 a month, you know, within that price point. That's very easy. That's a very easy yes to your ideal clients and customers that does not take up your time other than content, right? Other than like, you know, other than something like that, right? That you're pretty much establishing something, right? Like I said, for mine is hosting and tech support. You know, I understand tech. Sometimes websites break. Sometimes, you know, pictures need to go up. Sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Like these things need to happen within their website. And maybe they can't afford a VA, you know, to have that once a month thing, right? And maybe they need something a little bit, you know, you get what I'm saying? You understand, like, in within your business, within what you're offering in your clients and services, how can you facilitate and help your clients in an easy yes, and that you're developing that recurring income stream. And it could be a course. It doesn't have to be a recurring income stream, but I recommend a recurring income stream because that is predictable, sustainable income that is coming in every month, you know, and it's helping your ideal clients and customers. You're staying front of mind with them, and they already trust you because they're making payments off of what it is that you're offering. So obviously they trust you. And so when they come to a point that they need more of a custom approach, you know, or maybe they need an upgrade or however, then they can, you know, basically get on your VIP or get on that group coaching, right? See, so this is you scaling your business and just doubling down on what works. So having your roadmap, now you understand that you want to house everything on your blog. You want to basically yourname.com or whatever your business name.com/Instagram. So you can see the analytics on that page and what people are clicking and what people want to see. And then because they've landed on your website, they can get to other places within your website. They're spending more time on your website, right? Because you need that for Google, right? For Google Analytics, so you can be found on Google. So you got your marketing strategy, and all you got to do is post once a week. Because once you understand that you need to develop your content, what are 5 steps that you're helping your ideal clients with, right? What is, you have a framework, even though, oh yes, each client is custom. That is absolutely true. But for me, when developing my services into a VIP offer, there is a layout. There is a roadmap. What is the roadmap that you have your clients take, and then understand what are the deliverables? So once you understand like what's working, what type of kind of content that people want to hear, because this is the thing about reels, right? There's like massive reach, but you don't know like really how long people are staying watching your stuff. When you take people from your reels, from your blog post, from your carousels, from your LinkedIn post, and you bring them back to your website, you can actually see what are the topics that people are wanting from you. I just took a look at my numbers, and let me tell you, I understand content strategy wise. I know what I need to dig deeper with. I know what I need to polish up, right? And I know what I need to like reposition for more engagement, for more kind of like more growth, because I see like people are liking these types of episodes more than they're liking this. They're also liking, you know, these type of content, right? So boom, you get to see your numbers. You get to see what of your pillars, what of your steps that people want to hear from. And then you can understand how are you going to deliver that goes into your offers, right? And this should be done kind of like fluid. You don't have to work hard for this. You know, like I said, you're creating one set of content and you're repurposing that, right? Once a week. Commit to once a week. If you can commit to once a week posting on your blog, you're definitely going to grow your following. You're definitely going to grow your social media. You're going to grow your business, and you're going to grow those leads, and you're going to grow those sales, right? So, and then once you have established kind of like that culture, you've established those resources for your ideal clients and customers. It makes them want to stay longer, interact more, right? And so if a new person, now you can basically experiment with other reaches, right? Like for me, what am I doing? I'm doing summits, right? Why am I doing summits? Well, it gives me more visible. Do people have a place to get to know more about me? Absolutely. They have me on audio, right? My podcast. They can come here in the Facebook group. I have videos, right? They can see me on video. I'm right now not on YouTube, but you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, there's a nurture already happening when people come into the group and then they see my culture within my Facebook group, right? They see our chats, maybe. They see, you know, whatever it is that they're looking for, my ideal customer and client, they have resources that they can tap into within the community, right? Then what you want to do is, if you're going to be scaling, right, you want to develop a signature offer that you are known for. Like, what are you going to be known for? You know, are you going to be known as a copywriter? Are you going to be known as a social media strategist or coach or a social media manager? Maybe you want to scale into an agency, right? And building out that recurring income stream will definitely help you facilitate that build. You know what I'm saying? So what is it that you want to be known for? And what's going to be that signature offer, with basically that roadmap that you take people through? And that signature offer should also go into like your social media strategy, right? Your content pillars. So the roadmap, right? Understand your money, right? Understand what's coming in, what's going out, your overhead. So you can understand if you need to hire someone in this place, where you can outsource and where you need more help in. Then number two, the experience. What is the type of experience that you're going to give your audience? And the experience is your content strategy. What does your content strategy look like? Is it your lead magnets that's going into a nurture sequence, is going into a private podcast, is going into your VIP offer? What does that look like? Put it all on paper. Then the commitment. You got to be committed to this. You can't think that, you can't just do 3 months, 6 months, and then be like, oh man, it's not working, I quit. You have to be committed to once a week. And where are people going to be logging in, right? You have to have a login. You have to kind of like understand that you have to build deeper and richer for your client's experience, right? And this is if you're monetizing online, right? And you want to build out those offers. Then decide, what is the point A to point B? Where are you taking your clients from? Where are they starting from? What are their pain points? What is it that they need help in? And how is your products and services taking them to point B, right? And then what's within that, right? You're taking them from point A to point B, and what does that look like? Then once you establish steps 1 through 4, then you can go into your marketing strategy, because then you understand, okay, it's more impactful for me to show up once a week with targeted content than it is for me to just post everywhere all over the place. Oh, because I feel like, yeah, I'm going to do a reel right now. Hey, got some inspiration. You know, you can do that. Of course, like I do it too. You can absolutely do that, but have one core content that you're kicking out once a week that you're repurposing in other areas, because that's going to be key in your growth. And there's also apps and tools that you can use. Reach out to me in Instagram at Linda Mendable, DM me, comment in the Facebook group, or even comment on here and let me know if you need any resources on any of these things and topics that I've talked about. And then the polish. You've pretty much established your content strategy, where you're point A to point B. You understand what you want to be known for. You understand your signature offer. You polish that thing up. Polish it up. Now you're taking a look at your metrics. You're taking a look at your numbers. Now you understand how analytics works, because you understand the content that you're putting out based on your 5 pillars of your signature offer, right? You understand the client journey. So you polish it up. And this is where you can experiment with other things. This is where you can experiment with like you know, hosting a summit around the area of your expertise. This is where you can experiment and being in other people's podcasts and having more visibility. You know, this is where you go into more reach because you are polishing it up and you're seeing what of the five pillars that people want to see, right? Of your content, of your steps. And then how can I dig deeper within these content? And that's what you're doing, right? You're just getting better and better at what you're at. So then you become the grandmaster. You become someone that is known for something, that signature offer that you have. I hope this was helpful. If you have any questions, please contact me and I would be happy to answer any of your questions. I hope that this kind of gave you your steps. It's almost like your checklist of what you need to get accomplished to scale your business, to have more customers and clients, especially steps 1 through 4 are very crucial and very important, right? Because they go into step 5, which is the marketing and strategy. So thank you so much for being in the community. Thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited to collab with you because I collab with a lot of you guys here. I'm so excited to facilitate events such as our summits and also our new offer, which is the giveaway for those audio, for those private podcasts, right? The audio bingeable items. So let me know if this was helpful to you. Let me know if you gained anything. I hope that you had some aha moments. I pretty much laid out the whole groundwork. If you need anything deeper within this, hey, just go ahead and contact me. I'll be happy to help you. And on your way to where you want to be, right? With more customers, more clients, more sales, more of a sustainable business. And that's what I want from you. I want you to understand like how you can have like more of a sustainable business that you're not dreading if you have a VIP client or not, if you have a client coming in or a lead coming in because you've built out that subscription, you built out, and then you, if you want to scale, you can build out the membership and things like that. So this is just something for you, you know, and if it was helpful, like I said, please contact me, please let me know. So I understand the content that I should be providing for you all. And many blessings, and I hope that you have an amazingly successful business. All right, ciao.
Thank you so much for tuning in. If you have a chance, stop by the website at lindabendable.com. Sign up for the Blog Cure, which is an awesome, awesome course that I created that will help you set up your blog or take your blog to the next level. And join us over at Monetizing Mompreneurs Facebook group. I just want to say again, thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening.